So I can just talk through the game last week and how you found it, firstly.
It was pretty fun. Good first experience. It was pretty good that we got the win as well. And good to go again.
How's the pre-season been? Obviously a lot of belief sort of heading into the next game as well.
So next game is under 23s. Hopefully get a game there and, we're good.
How do you feel the pace of the AFL? How did that go?
It was pretty quick. Got a few touches and got tackled a couple of times. I didn't think I would.
What did you learn about, mate? What did you learn about sort of the step up between the Sandford and the AFL and where it sort of puts you going into round one?
The step up, I reckon it'll benefit me fairly well. Sort of different positions that I will play if I do play different ones. It gives me a good chance to play at a higher level when I do play Sandford footy.
And what's Kenny and the boys said to you about the role that you're going to play?
Last year I wasn't the fittest guy. This year I'm a bit more fitter. So I'll probably play a bit higher and maybe in the Sandford might try and get a couple minutes in the mids.
How much work have you put into your fitness over the pre-season?
A fair bit. That was pretty much the key thing. They said I'm not going to be a key forward, so I have to get a bit fitter, play more half forward, and that's what I tried to do. Had a couple of weeks off in October, but straight into it.
So you had like a huge sort of running program set out for you by the club, like during October, November, going there?
It was pretty much the same from every guy, I just tried to keep as high quality as I could for it.
How much did you improve your time trials by?
I think about 30-40 seconds. We do 3 1Ks and 30-40 seconds improvement. But I think we really noticed it with my higher speed, more shorter bursts running, and that's where I can benefit more as a half forward.
That's a big improvement.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I was pretty high though, so I had a fair way to go with that improvement.
Now, Nathan Bassett's talked you up as perhaps the Robbie Gray replacement. How do you feel about that rap?
I think every half forward that has a little bit of talent always gets compared to Robbie Gray and all that. I'm just trying to do my thing. It's always good to get compared to someone as good as Rob.
But I think the fact that one of the coaches here has said that, obviously they've got big high hopes for you.
It's good. He's still got a fair few years, I reckon, and it's always good to learn from him.
How much have you learned from Robbie?
A fair bit. So this year, Dill Williams and I are his mentees. We just learned. We just did a couple of edits with him, just watching the game, and you get his insights, and you learn so much about it, playing, how to crumb, all that.
So he's sort of taking you through like game vision and stuff like that?
Yeah. So we every time we watch game vision or we got few edits that we have to watch, we go with him. And he tells us little positioning stuff and all that.
The under 23 trial, obviously there'll be a couple of more experienced players playing, I assume, but how important is that for a young bloke like yourself to try and make the case to play early in the year?
Super important. I think the under 23s game as well, we got our future of the club playing, and being able to play with a couple of them, we learn and we get to share what we got.
Can you push Zach Butters out of the team?
he's a good player.
He's hot on my toe. I've got one question though. Did you get much sleep before the game?
A little bit, not heaps. I thought Ken was gonna come in with me just calm me down a little bit.
A bit nervous for you, mate?
A little bit.
Did you have a dodgy roommate or something?
Just Butsy stitched me up a little bit, telling Ken to bunk with me, so yeah.
The fact that Sammy Gray's left, do you feel there's a vacancy there for you?
It's always going to be competitive. With our new guys coming in, they're pretty talented. Another spot goes out, but we drafted some other guys. So, it's always going to be competitive. But, it did open up a spot.